Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Let me tell you another sanction that the EU and the United States have imposed, that they have imposed on Putin. This is a terrific one. Putin thought he was quite sly. He knew there'd be sanctions, so what he decided to do was lay in a little over $600 billion in cash. So he thought he could ride out any sanctions. But he made a big mistake. Here's what he did. 16%, a little more of it is in dollars. A little more than 32% is in euros. The rest, 22% in gold, 13% in yuan, it's Chinese currency. But almost half of it, almost exactly half of it, is in euros and in dollars. One of the unfortunate things for Putin is that when you do that, well, the only record you have of it is in computers in Washington, I should say New York, London, and Frankfurt. So that's a credit you have. You have that money. But hey, Putin, did it occur to you that the guys that run the computers could freeze it and say, we're not transferring it to you, or we're not transferring it to other countries where you're buying stuff. We're going to take it or freeze it. That was resisted by Germany, it was resisted by Hungary, it was resisted by Italy. They were beaten mercilessly over the weekend. They were absolutely, there was outrage that Germany would do this. And at the end of the weekend, they announced that they were freezing that. So 16.4% plus 32.2%, 48.6, it's almost 50% of his 300 billion. He can't have, he does not have that hedge. And of the rest of it, some of it's in Chinese money. Yeah, they'll deal with them. You want Chinese money? Good. How about some Chinese railway bonds from 1916? You want some of that too? 22% is in gold. It better be in his little Fort Knox over there. And what do you do with that gold? You can't sell it in Europe and you can't sell it in the United States. So what, you're going to sell it in Africa or South America? Chinese aren't going to buy 22% of his gold. And they're going to want it transferred. He said that that was a declaration of war. Word, Putin, word, you've already gone to war against Ukraine. You've gone to a war against the West. This was a terrific sanction, one of the best. The ruble will crash, destabilizes them, and the people with the green eye shades in New York, London, and Frankfurt ain't releasing. We're going to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind at Wisco Paul?
Hey, good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. Every day I wake up, I am so thankful that Joe Biden is president.
Amen.
Because I don't know. Yeah, because the Cheeto Jesus, which I like to call him, I don't know what'd be going on right now, but he's a Putin puppet, so it wouldn't be good. Hey, thanks for the education today and all the things that go on in Europe. It's very interesting to hear the history of that country, and it gives me new insight. I wanted to bring up one thing. It's a little troubling this morning, besides what's going on in Europe. Rebecca Clayfish made a comment that she's happy she was in Florida because it's a free state. Now, that is almost like Trump-like. So right. Thanks for all the education this morning, Matt. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Paul. Let me tell you something about Rebecca Clayfish, the Duchess of Foxconn, Lady Clayfish, married to the Duke of Waukesha, Lord Clayfish. The two of them are the people that the Republican Party want to see plugged in for governor. Rebecca Clayfish is nothing more than a mouthpiece for the donors in the Republican Party, okay? And Trump, believe it or not, doesn't like her. Trump hasn't endorsed her. He tried to get Sean Duffy in. He tried to get Sean Duffy in, former congressman from Hayward, now lives in New Jersey. And Duffy's, you know, I mean, he's not going to move back from New Jersey. Then he said nice things about Ramphin, this crazy guy up in Campbellsport, who put in a bill to overturn the electors going to Biden last time, even though Biden won the state, to go to Trump. And he even started to make inquiries of Nicholson. Why does Trump not like Rebecca Clayfish? Because she was Walker's lieutenant governor, and Walker was not only anti-Trump in 2016, remember Walker ran for president for a while, but Walker got out early before the primaries, I think in September, and said he did it to kind of clear the deck so somebody could stop Trump. Trump hates Rebecca Clayfish. He hates Rebecca Clayfish. So Rebecca Clayfish is servile. Rebecca Clayfish is exactly like Kim Reynolds of Iowa and Kristi Noem, South Dakota. These people on the surface, oh, great, attractive women. You know, they're Republicans, that's great. And then you listen to them. You listen to them. And all they are is handmaidens for Trump. And Trump rejects at least the one of them. Rejects the Duchess of Foxconn, Lady Clayfish, who is the cheerleader for Foxconn, which swindled us out of a lot of dough, taxpayer dough. So when she says, I'm in a free state, the implication of that is Wisconsin's not a free state. And you're running for governor of Wisconsin. Get out of here. Don't come back. I'm tired of you and your kind. Do not come back, Lady Clayfish, Duchess of Foxconn. What she's saying is two things. One is sucking up to DeSantis, because he might be the nominee if Trump isn't. And sucking up to Trump, because he would be the nominee if DeSantis isn't. She will be their handmaiden and cheerleader. Hey, wait a minute. Wisconsin, you talk about a free state? We're the state of Fighting Bob LaFalla. We're the state of Pat Lucey and Tommy Thompson, bipartisan, strong governors. We're the state in the 1860s who were among the strongest supporters of Abraham Lincoln. We raised regiments in Milwaukee and Janesville and Racine and La Crosse and Madison and elsewhere, sent them south to fight at Shiloh and Antietam, Bull Run, all of them. We are a free state. We are the free state. Florida has good people in it, but is not entirely free because of DeSantis and Trump. So I'm glad you brought that up, Paul. Rebecca Clayfish saying that she's glad she's finally in a free state in Florida, and she's running for governor of Wisconsin? I don't think so. The Duchess of Foxconn should not be permitted to be governor of the state. We do not want another Kim Reynolds or another Kristi Noem with blazing eyeballs full of message, just handmaidens for Trump. And the sad thing is, the Duchess of Foxconn, Clayfish, is despised by Trump. And she says, please pick me, please pick me, please be nice to me. And this is servile. This is absolutely servile. Absolutely servile. Can't have this anymore. Can't have her as governor. She's no good. Going to a break. If you're on the line, do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. Short break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Back to the lines right after the break.